Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear.
Hosanna, 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 we worship you. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Begin to tell Hosanna, we worship you. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. This is Palm Sunday. It is Sunday before resurrection that begins our holy week. Tell Hosanna, we worship you. Begin to worship him. Can't hear you. Hosanna, tell him you worship him, because Hosanna is Jesus Christ, the highest of all, the highest in heaven. Hosanna. It is the day that we remember and celebrate, the day that Jesus entered into Jerusalem as Savior. Hallelujah. As the King of Kings, as Jesus rode a donkey into the town of Jerusalem. Can you imagine? The King of Kings, he came in on a donkey, and it was a loud crowd, and they gathered together. Why? Because they understood the triumph entry of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? As he was riding in on that donkey, and they was waving those palms, because they understood that he was the King, that he was the Savior, Can you hear the triumph entry of Jesus? They were waving those palm branches, and they were laying them on the road. Hallelujah. They were giving Jesus the royal treatment. And hundreds of people were shouting, Hosanna, 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 the Son of David, Hosanna. Blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heavens. Can you say that with me? Hosanna. Began to tell Hosanna, we worship you. Hosanna. He was preparing the way. Oh, yes. He was preparing the way. Come on, somebody. Wave your hand and pretend as though you have a palm in your hand and you're waving at Jesus, and you begin to tell him, Hosanna, Hosanna, we worship you forever. This is the price that you paid. You gave us life. You gave us life brand new. So say it again. Hosanna, Hosanna, we worship you. You know, the angels, they bowed down as though they knew at the thought of Jesus. And then darkness gave away to the light for Jesus to come. Can you imagine? Darkness gave way to light. It was the price that he paid to give us life. To give us life brand new. What's his name? What is his name? Call him Hosanna. Tell him. Create an atmosphere. Hosanna, forever we worship you. Tell him. For you are the joy of my soul. He's the joy that I long for. The lamb that was slain. Not just for my sin, but for yours as well. He's the one. He's the one that we're looking for. He's the one that we adore. He's the King of Kings. Listen. He is the ruler of everything. What's his name? What's his name? Hosanna. Come on. Open up your mouth and call out his name. Tell him. Tell him that you worship him. Tell him that you adore him. Tell him. We're going to play Hosanna. Hosanna, I want you to tap in. This is Palm Sunday. And begin to tell Jesus that we worship him. Magnify his name. Then go ahead and get your praise on. Hosanna, 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 we worship you. Come on, tell him. Glory be the rock. Glory be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Hosanna. Come on, somebody. If you're laying down, if you're sitting in your chair, I dare you to get up and put a praise on it. Come on, pick your feet up. It's okay to praise him. It's okay to rejoice. Hosanna. God is watching. Hosanna. I hope you feel his glory. I hope you feel what he's done for you. I hope you feel that he will never leave you nor forsake you. I hope you understand that this is Palm Sunday, and it is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. For this is Palm Sunday. Begin to wave your hands. Begin to tell him thank you. Begin to tell him hallelujah. Oh, yes, he looked beyond our faults, and he see our needs. Hosanna. Begin to rejoice. No matter what it feels like, begin to rejoice. Hosanna, Palm Sunday. We're going to be reading Mark 11, verses 1 through 11. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, every time that you put a praise on it, every time that you look beyond your faults and you see your needs, every single time that you press into the things of God, you begin to see some things opening up. You begin to see heaven come on earth. You begin to see deliverance. You begin to see a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Because he did not die in vain, because death has no power over the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because of the resurrection power. Amen. He did not stay dead. But this is the Sunday that he was making his triumph entry as King of Kings. Everything he had been through, it is called the triumph entry of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Get excited. I prophesy today that this is a new beginning. I prophesy today that everything that you stand in need of is coming your way. I prophesy today, thing old that was keeping you shut out from the things of God is being shut down. Amen. Face that wall. Glory to God. Whatever wall you're dealing with, I encourage you today to face it. Why? Because Jesus did, and because we belong to him, we shall win. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. As you get your Bibles, as you get prepared to get into the Word, to just set this time apart and ask the Lord to speak to you. Ask the Lord to move upon your heart. Ask God to show you this Holy Week what he would have you to do. I want to encourage you to pull away from the table. Fast all week long until Resurrection Sunday. Separate yourself. What you believe in God for, it's the time to do it. I'm telling you, time to say, I'm going to fast this week because I'm getting my breakthrough. I'm going to face my wall because that wall is coming down. Hallelujah. It is coming down. It's coming down. And I want to decree right now, that is already done. As you prepare your communion, we're going to play this song. So I want you to get your communion. And we're going to have communion. We're going to have a good word. And we're just going to have a great time with the Lord. You know, when Jesus was making his triumph entry, I could believe in my spirit that this song was playing in his soul. Take your faith to another place. Take your faith to another place and begin to say, it is already done. That wall have already fallen. It already fell. It's already crushed. It's already removed. Get your Bible. Get ready. Mark 11, verses 1 through 11. Amen, amen. Because guess what? It's already done. When Jesus made his entry and they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, why? Because it was already done. Amen? Already done. I believe this Holy Week, God is going to do something so powerful for you. I believe that every time you wave the palm branches this week, every time that you lay the cloak across the road, amen, every time you lay your hands on whatever you lay your hands on, breakthrough is coming. Because what? Because Jesus says it's already done. So, oh, magnify the Lord with me today. Magnify the Lord with me today. Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we come to you as one voice. We come to you, God, with one sound. We come to you, God, thanking you, Father, that it's already done. We thank you, Father, that over 2,000 years ago, hallelujah, that it's already done. We thank you, Father. We bless your name, Hosanna in the highest. Father, we thank you that no weapon formed against us this week shall prosper. As we enter into Holy Week, that we will set ourselves apart for such a time as this. God, we thank you that Palm Sunday is today and that we will be fulfilled with your prophecy as given in Zechariah 9, Lord God, foretelling that the King and the Savior will come and he will be mounted on a donkey. Oh, yes, it was told before it happened, just as Christ triumphantly entered into Jerusalem It was Palm Sunday. We thank you, Father, that everything that happened, there's no sneak attacks because you're all-knowing. Oh, God, we rejoice in you. And we shout out loud, God, behold, hallelujah, your King is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he. God, we thank you. Your word says humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. God, we say thank you. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. When you entered Jerusalem, great crowds waved palm branches and cried, Hosanna, save us now from our sins, Lord, and make us to rejoice in you because you are our only Redeemer. It's through your mercy, God. Oh, our God, you are blessed and you are alive and you govern all things and you rule all things, God. And there's nothing hidden from you. So, oh God, let your word be true because you're faithful. And you promised salvation through Jesus Christ, through the Messiah, because he is our deliverer. And we acknowledge our needs for salvation and from our sins. And we rejoice that Jesus is our Savior and our deliverer. So we celebrate him today as King. And we ask that his kingdom come in our lives. Praise you, we honor you, and we love you. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. We pray. Why? Because it's already done. Glory, glory, glory. Hosanna. Well, we praise your name, God. Amen, amen. I just pray that you are excited and just excited as I am. My main purpose today is to serve notice on you that as you face your wall, it's coming down. As you face your walls, it's coming down because it's already done. Listen, I can move mountains into the sea. Face your wall. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. I'm telling you, it's coming down. Do not fret, says the Lord. Do not fear. The wall is coming down. Amen, amen. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but every moment that God give me, to celebrate, I'm going to get it in. Amen, amen. I'm going to prayerfully hope that everyone have their Bibles open. Hallelujah. Mark 11, and we're going to read verses 1 through 11. And I'm going to ask Elder if he will come. And read the scripture for us. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Mark 11, 1-11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, amen, if anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Say, The Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here shortly. Amen. They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untie it, some people standing there ask, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answer as Jesus had told them to say. And the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloak over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread their branches they had cut in the field. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. May the reading of the word blesses us all.
We want you to get it in your spirit. Hosanna, Hosanna. If you believe the word of God, you should have a praise. You should have a praise leaping in your womb. Amen. Because the King of Kings has made his triumph into Jerusalem. Let me remind you, today is known as Palm Sunday. And we want to thank Elder for the reading of the word. And on this day, we want you to remember that Jesus took his place. Amen. We encourage you to take your place, to take back everything the devil has stolen. Yes, yes, yes. They thought Jesus had been outdone, but he was really making his entry. Why? Because he was preparing himself for what he had come to do. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our Father. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Elder. Hosanna in the highest. It's Palm Sunday because when Jesus entered, when he made his entry, it was already prophesied that it was going to come to pass. Like I just prophesied over you, the walls coming down, receive it. It's already done. It's already done. So the people of Jerusalem understood. So they was waving their palms and he was coming in on a donkey. You know, we would expect him to be coming in a limousine with a black limousine with men with suits and ties and clearing the street and red carpet. But no, he humbly came in. That's how he made his entry. Because it was on this trip to Jerusalem that he, hallelujah, destroyed the power of sin. It was on this trip to Jerusalem that he destroyed death. Guess what? And he dealt with the crushing blow to Satan. It was through his death, burial, and resurrection. He was out for the count. I could see the referee, thought he had him. And here comes Jesus on a donkey. Never knew how he was coming. But it was through his death, burial, and resurrection from the dead that he triumphed over Satan. So sometimes we think we're out for the count. Sometimes we don't see our way up. Sometimes we feel buried. I want you to get prepared for your resurrection day. So this morning, or this afternoon, should I say, take your mind, and I want you to reflect on the crowd. I want you to literally see them shouting to Jesus when he had entered into Jerusalem. And he was, listen, he was coming, and he was coming in victory. So now let us consider the word Hosanna. I want you to think about this. This was not just a normal trip to the mall. This was not a trip to the grocery store, a trip to the bank. They were actually saying Hosanna. Let's break it down. What does Hosanna mean? See, Hosanna, English words, hallelujah, it comes from a Greek word, Hosanna, which comes from a Hebrew word. Let me explain. It's all connected in there together. Hoshina is Hebrew for Hosanna. In Hebrew, it's a term that means save now. Save now. See, the now indicates intense emotion. Save now, not tomorrow. Crush that wall today. Now, not tomorrow. So literally, it's when a person or I'll say a group experience intense emotion and cry out for immediate help, immediate salvation. I want you to hear me. Did you have some immediate situations in your life? It's your season for immediate help. I want you to cry out, Hosanna, because you're speaking in Hebrew, save now, God. For example, turn your Bible to Psalms 118. I'm asked Elder if he would prepare to read Psalms 118, verse 25. Hallelujah. Save now, Hosanna. Hosanna. They crying, Hosanna. They said, save now. He was coming to crush everything the enemy had started. Can you imagine every dead thing? Every dead thing, it was off of the count. God said, I'm raising it back up. But this time, I'm going to do it. This time, I'm going to do it. Psalms 118, verse 25. Elder, if you would please be so kind to read that for us. God, while he signed that, we're going to.
Amen. Psalm 118, verse 25. It said, Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you.
Hallelujah. Save us. What do you want God to save you from? Is there some situations? Just say Hosanna. We pray, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we pray. Give us success. In this content, it's a plea for help. See, the Jewish people, they were in troubled times, and they was crying out, such as we, in troubled times. So I want you to say, Lord, save us. Save us now. Hosanna. You know, what's so interesting to me is that the uses of Hosanna, it began to be used differently over time. And in fact, we can see that even in this verse right here, the uses of Hosanna in Psalms 118, 26, the psalmist was writing, blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord. Then listen to this. We bless you from the house of the Lord. Time Hosanna became less associated should I say, with a plea for help. Save me now. Or more of a shout of praise. See, now I am saved. But both ways is correct. But Hosanna, it can mean both. Lord, please save me now. And then, Lord, I praise you because you saved me now. Let us take a look a little bit closer. We're talking about Hosanna, save me now. So when you find yourself in a situation, I want you to say, Hosanna, save me now. Give me a way out. Speak to my spirit. Lead me, guide me, direct me. Because you said you'll never leave me nor forsake me. So first, let us consider the plea for help. See, the church of Jesus Christ, we must have a cry of Hosanna on our lips continuously. So we cry out, Hosanna, Lord, save us now. We acknowledge that we're powerless. You know, we acknowledge that we're helpless. We acknowledge that we cannot do anything without God. So the church must acknowledge this truth. Because we're finding this out quickly, that the world around us is changing. It's rapidly changing. And the world is becoming more hostile to biblical Christianity, biblical worldviews. I want you to consider, I want you to think about this. Consider in the past few years, large corporations, I'll say CEOs and COOs and the leadership, they resigned under pressure. Listen, for donating $1,000 in support of biblical marriages. Okay, let me show you what I'm talking about. A professor at a major university had encountered a severe backlash, daring to release this study. And the study was suggesting that children and I'm going this route so you can understand that God has, he has work to do. Because he was supporting biblical marriages, they came out against him because they wanted him to be neutral. So when you step out beyond the norm, you get attacked. I want you to shout, Hosanna. Do things that make you feel uncomfortable. Shout, Hosanna, save me now. You know, we got so much work to do. I mean, we got all these fatal shootings and millions and millions of situations all across the world. Hosanna is saving you now to do a work, to move forward. This Holy Week is for you to set yourself up to make your triumph entry into what God have called you to do. Do we find ourselves in a situation where we don't know what to do? Cry, Hosanna. Guess what? He's going to revive us. He's going to restore you. It's not the end. It's the beginning. It looks like the end, but it's actually the beginning. I plead with you today, my beloved. Press. And when they waved those palms in Jerusalem, all they was doing is sending an anointing in the universe, sending an anointing in Jerusalem, saying, save me now. So that's what I want you to do. Wave your hand and begin to say, save me now, God. Plead with them. Save my household. Save my family. Save my friends. Save my country. Hosanna. It's only through God, the stirring, the renewing, the reviving of our hearts, will we see our land restored. It's only through God that we'll see our families healed. Churches are reopening, but the church never closed. The buildings are opening. I want to encourage you. It's only with Jesus as our stronghold can we stand before a hostile culture, unapologetic, claim that Jesus is Hosanna. What do you say? What do you say today? Do you believe that God's going to do a new thing? Do you believe that Hosanna is saving us now? Or is it just something we do? No. It's a reason he came in on a donkey. It's a reason he made his entry before a loud crowd. It's a reason that they laid palm branches and their cloaks across the road. They literally took their cloaks and laid across the road, giving Jesus the royal treatment. Hosanna. We got to give up some things and lay it before the master. And then he's going to triumph over it. Amen. Can you see it? If you see it, I want to encourage you to say it, that this is the Holy Week, and the Lord know your name, and he's taking back everything that the enemy thought he had stolen. Press. Press. See, Jesus, he was a peaceable God, the Savior. And he's establishing your journey. I want you to make note of this before we come to an end. When Jesus approached Jerusalem and he was with his entourage of his disciples and others who are headed into Jerusalem from all over the known world, thousands of people from all over the ancient world was coming to Jerusalem. Why were they coming? They were coming to celebrate what was their greatest religious festival. It was the Passover. So the Passover reminded them of God's saving power, provision, as he led them out of 400 years of slavery to the Egyptians. 400 years of slavery to the Egyptians. And then here you go, 40 years later, it's an estimate that over 2 million people, according to the Passover, the Jewish nation was singing their psalms. And if you would, take note of Psalms 113. And those are songs of praises that they sung during Holy Week. Psalms 113, chapter 113, all the way to chapter 118. So this week, I want you to begin to read the songs of praises, and particularly Psalms 118, verse 25. Through 27, and I'm going to read that for you. Psalms 118, 25 through 27. It says, Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. Verse 27. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. With brought in hand, join in the festival procession to the horn of the altar. They were celebrating. Celebrate this week. Praise him. Be in expectation of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is so symbolic to you being resurrected. Amen. When the people wave their palm branches, it's usually associated with the Feast of the Tabernacle or the Feast of, well, I like to say the Feast of Tabernacle. But they waved their branches, and guess who they was waving it to? Jesus Christ. See, maybe some of these same people would call for the crucifixion by the weekend, by the end of the week. Sickle sin. For spirits of man. 1 minute we in, next one we out. But we wave and we keep waving. Why? Because we're change agents. So our King of Kings, our King of Glory is about to take over in your life. Your house is about to be cleaned out. Things are about to manifest. And take it serious. Businesses are going to start. Money is about to flow. Wealth is about to take over. Deliverance is about to come. Healing is in process. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's Palm Sunday. Set yourself apart. Separate yourself. Do your homework. Because guess what? He's doing it again. Amen, 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 amen. I'm excited because he's doing it again. God is doing it again. How many believe that he's doing it again? If you believe he's doing it again, say it to yourself, he's doing it again.
We got a brand new one I'm going to share with you tonight. Are you ready? Goes like this.
You made the blind man see. Made the lame man walk again. You called the dead to rise. And that's why we dance in liberty. Cause you're doing it all again. Yeah. Yeah. Cause you're doing it all.
See, you thought it was over, but it's the beginning. He's doing it again. You're being resurrected. Amen. So here we go. We're going to prepare for communion. Prepare for your resurrection. Prepare for what God is getting ready to do in your life. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Why? Because he's doing it again. Amen. It's all about what he's doing. I know it was the blood. It was the blood of Jesus that gave us power, that's given us strength to stay encouraged, to laugh at the devil, and to see those things come to pass before the manifestation of the natural eye could see, that we're able to see in the spirit. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm again excited. I want you to prepare your communion, and as you prepare, and know that God is doing it again. I want you to cry out, Hosanna. And as I play, I know it was the blood. Get your communion ready. I hope you're ready. Repent from any sin that so easily beset you.
I'm so glad. It was the blood. I'm so glad that I know it was the blood. I know, I know, I know, I know it was the blood. Oh! lost. Hey, you remember Patty?
Whoa. He died.
He died.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yes,
he died.
He died.
Oh. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. This is our time of communion. It's a sacred time as followers of Jesus Christ. And before we participate in this memorable occasion, I want you to take the time out, spend some time reflecting moments of self-examination. See, what do this mean? We do this so that we can collect ourselves and become one. While this is an individual situation, an individual matter between you and God, God is right here with us. And as I do the prayer of communion, we're going to prepare to take it. But I want you to meditate and help you to prepare as you prepare for this beautiful time of remembrance. Jesus, we bow before you in a humble way. God, and we ask you to examine our hearts today. Show us anything that's not pleasing to you. Reveal any secret pride, any unconfessed sin, any rebellion or unforgiveness that may hinder our relationship with you, God. For we know that we are your beloved children, having received you into our hearts and our lives, and having accepted your death as penalty for our sin. We call you Hosanna today. Price you paid. It covers us for all times. And our desire is to live for you. As we take this bread representing your life that was broken for us, Lord, we remember and we celebrate your faithfulness to us and all who have received you. I can't begin to fathom the agonizing suffering of you on the cross, the crucifixion. Yet you took that pain for us. You died for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your extravagant love and your unmerited favor. Thank you for your death. You gave us life, abundant life, eternal life. And as you instructed us, as your disciples, we too remember this bread in remembrance of you. Let us eat the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Eat. Let us eat together. Eat and eat all of it. Hallelujah. And as we consume his body, let it purify our bodies. Because he said, if we're not willing to do this, we have no part in him. And in that same manner, as we take this cup representing your blood poured out from of love on the cross, Lord, we realize that you are our supreme sacrifice for all of our sins, past, present, and future. And because of your blood shed for us, and your body broken for us, we can be made free from the power and the penalty of death and sin. So, Lord, we say thank you. Let us drink together
thank you, Father. Thank you for your victory over death. You took the death that we deserved. You took the punishment for us. Your pain was indeed our gain. And today, hallelujah, we remember the precious gift of life that you gave us through the blood that you shed it, that we might be made whole. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. And again, we say thank you, Lord, for we know it was the blood. It was the blood of Jesus. Amen. With that being said, celebrate Jesus today. Hosanna, save us. God bless everyone. Thank you for joining. Have a terrific Holy Week. And we'll see you next Sunday. We'll see you Wednesday in our Bible class right here on the line. And then we'll see you again on Sunday. God bless you. I know it was the blood.
I'm so glad I know it was the blood. I'm so glad that I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. You remember Patty?
Whoa. He died.
You remember?
Yes,
he died.
Oh.
He died up on the cross.
Yes.
And now, I know it was the blood.
Oh.
Save me
too. Oh yeah.
Oh, I know it was the blood.
Yes, it was.
I know it was the blood. I know. It was the blood that changed me.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Anybody saved out here tonight?
And yes, it is.
Oh, the blood was streaming down.
Jesus.